proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio today, we have Brother Sam Wilson joining us. Welcome to the studio, Sam.
Thank you, Aaron. It's good to be here.
Well, Sam, you and I have a great heart for the Jewish people, and there is a great Jewish community here in the United States, kind of spread throughout the country, but we think of places like New York, Los Angeles, Miami, places like that. But you've been able to visit many of these communities here in the United States, and tell us, what is your impressions of what you've discovered as you kind of find the Jewish heart here in the United States?
Well, Aaron, I think that what you're saying is really right. People don't realize that 38% of all the Jewish people in the world live here in the U.S., 5.4 million Jewish people in America. And the truth of the matter is they live in every state, in every city, in most of the towns in America. There's Jewish people almost everywhere. A lot of times we know Jewish people and we don't know they're Jewish people. Most people have a Jewish acquaintance or friend or neighbor. Maybe they're not even aware that the person is Jewish because they're like an invisible mission field right here in the midst of us. And the other thing a lot of times people don't realize is they say, well, they have Judaism, but Judaism doesn't believe in Christ. And the Lord, speaking to Jewish people, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The only way of salvation is through Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the only way of salvation. And so Jewish people need to know about the Messiah, and yet most of them don't. And so here in America, in a country where the gospel is readily available on every hand, we have an invisible mission field, 5.4 million Jewish people, most of whom have not heard the gospel, and most of whom are perishing. And this is a great burden on my heart, and I know as well as on yours. And while the Jewish people are scattered almost everywhere, there are indeed big concentrations. New York City, of course, it would be first among those. But in many of the great cities, we see large concentrations of Jewish people. I live near the Atlanta area, 120,000 Jewish people. Just got back from Boston, variously estimated from 210,000 to 261,000 Jewish people. You know, Miami, Los Angeles, Chicago, Cleveland, across the country, there are large concentrations of Jewish people, and most of them are lost and perishing. And it's a great burden to us, and it's something that we must do something about.
Well, obviously, you talk about cities like that. Obviously, we know that there are churches, there are ministries, there are nothing else, believers in these areas. And do you think many churches even realize that maybe there's a Jewish community just really down the road from them?
You see, I think the question is right on point, because I think that mostly Jewish people aren't aware of it. And I even would take it a step further. We talk about Jewish people not knowing the gospel, about them, you know, perishing without knowing Messiah. And we think, well, why would they do that in a country where the gospel is so readily available? But the calling never was to the lost to seek out the church. God's calling has always been to the church, that we would go and take the gospel to them. But what we find is that the average Christian, honestly, I think the average Christian has never thought about witnessing to a Jewish person. And if they have thought about it, they don't know what to say. The average Christian, like if they're at work and they say, hey, I want to invite you to something. There's a function going on at our church. We're having a special day. We'd like to invite you. And their coworker says, oh, I'm Jewish. We have no idea how to respond. We kind of freeze like a deer in the headlights. We don't want to offend. We're not sure what to say. Often we will apologize and then slink away with our tail between our legs, not knowing what to say. And this is a tragedy because they're lost because the church has failed to take the gospel to them. That it's really not, it's on us that we haven't done a good enough job of taking the gospel to our Jewish neighbors. And that's a tragedy and something we must fix.
Okay, and that's a good place to stop this. But next program, we're going to come back and tell you what, how can churches reach their Jewish neighbor? How can they know more? Brother Sam Wilson is joining us today, and we're talking about this in his ministry, Light Bearers, and we're going to shed literally some light on this issue on our next program. So please join us again. If you want to hear this program again, simply go to ibjm.org. You'll find this and many of our other archive programs, and know they'll be a blessing to you. Thank you for joining us, Brother Sam.
Thank you. It's a delight to be here.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.